Welcome to Healing Hearts, empowering critical care providers. The information provided in this podcast is general in nature. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Complete information regarding the podcast, including its limitations on usage, is available under the episode description.
Hi, welcome back to another well-being episode in our well-being series. I'm Sarah Wheeler, the employee well-being manager. With physical well-being this time, we are going to chat about how to add in movement to your day. So not necessarily, oh, I need to get in some big hour-long workout where I'm super sweaty and sore the next day, but how do you infuse movement into your everyday life to kind of break up the monotony of things you're doing and make sure that you're not just sitting all day long.
I know big, huge tumblers are kind of the rage and all the right colors. And
are you
all
looking
the right,
at my giant one right
all
here?
All of those
okay,
kinds of things.
Table?
But I intentionally have a smaller water glass at my desk to force myself to get up and move to refill it. A small thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I could fill a great big one and it could last me all day, but I'd be more tempted to sit longer. But it's just a small way that forces me to get up and move.
And you're compounding that with hydration.
Yeah.
Which is another key part of physical
go.
Well-being. Look at you.
I mean, if we just followed the prompts on our watch that told us to stand up at 50 after every hour, we would stand up more. So I think it's also just being aware, how long have I been sitting here? If I can't remember the last time I stood up, just stand up, walk around. That email is not going to go away. It will still be there if you come back in 5 minutes. And you might actually have a minute to think about it before you actually respond or do whatever else you need to do. So definitely moving around is hugely important. I mean, the financial impact, people don't think about this, but the financial impact of your health is you either pay for it in prevention or you pay for it in treatment. And prevention is so much less expensive. It's totally at your choice how you prevent it versus treatment is usually there's a lot of options that aren't available anymore because now we have to make some decisions that we might not want to make. And they usually come with dollar tags. We want our movement to be at our discretion and not at our requirement.
Talk about all the conversations that happen around a water cooler. So if you think
good
about
and
your
bad, right?
So if you talk about your social well-being, your physical hydration, just getting up and walking, then you're having those happenstance encounters with your coworkers where you can connect with one another, ask about their life, ask about how their vacation went, whatever it may be. And so just remembering and creating connect, whether you work in the office, if you work remotely, I think the other really cool thing is having workout accountability partner. And all of this, I can't say came from my science, but I did read the Atomic Habits book by James Clear, and he talked about how you are less likely to cancel on your workout if you know you're meeting someone there. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good way to connect and see a friend, but also ensure you're also getting your physical well-being in and movement.
I had just joined the running group this past spring to train for the half marathon. And just because of my running group that you paid for and you know everybody there, like they're going to notice if you're not there, you show up. Like I went and did all my workouts and had a really great race just because of that accountability factor.
And I also think I am a mom and we have a lot of parents here at Children's. And sometimes my kids will be like, hey, let's go play outside. And I'll be like, no, I'm going to go run on the treadmill. But you could rethink these things. It doesn't have to be some specific running class. It could also playing soccer outside with your kids. That's also physical activity and you're connecting with someone. Sometimes it's great to get some alone time and time for yourself with workout too. But oftentimes it can also be just simple playing with children too, that you're getting movement in, having a impromptu dance party while you're cooking your meal together. Those are lasting memories.
My youngest wrote down before he got out of second grade last year that one of the things he wanted to do this summer was a family bike ride. And I told him, I said, Ben, I have not been on a bike in like a few years. So I told him I needed to practice for that bike ride. And I'm not going to lie, the first time I got back on that bike last week, I was like, this is not as comfortable as I remember it being when I was a little girl. But I rode outside for like 10 minutes and I'm like, okay, I'll do 10 minutes and see what happens. Then the next day I was able to do 15, the next minute 20. And so now he's like, okay, mom, when are we going to do our family bike ride? Because school starts in a few weeks. And so, again, I love not – it's not to hide behind your kids, but you can use your children as an, you know, as another reason to get outside and move because they generally want to move. And so it was a good example for him to see, wow, mom's also trying to stay active. So that means I should stay active.
Yeah, I think there's like so many different things that you can use as motivation. I was just even thinking about all of the different runs and walks that you can go to, you know, like find a cause that's really meaningful to you. And if you sign up and say, okay, I'm going to show up for this and support them, then you're going to go, right? And you're going to maybe get some extra movement in versus if you had just sat on your couch that day and watched Netflix. So my call to action to you is to maybe think through your day today and just take 10 minutes to have a movement break, whether that's to walk downstairs to do a load of laundry or take your dog for a walk or, you know, walk around while you call a friend or a family member.
And because we had one of our wonderful team members here at Children's ask for some movement that they could do while they're sitting at a desk, we'll link out some ideas in this podcast.
Thanks for listening to Healing Hearts, Empowering Critical Care Providers.